Here at Dove Valley this week, the Broncos have been focused on trying to find a remedy for what ails them during a three-game losing skid. But snapping out of that will be tough, though, against the San Diego Chargers, who carry the league's best record into Sunday. But the Broncos' confidence heading into the game appears unshaken.
I haven't been an underdog in quite some time, but I mean, it's a nice position to be in. It's a little less pressure, and we can go out there and be it. Because we haven't lost anything. We still have the talent that we started the season with, and the same talent that won 13 games, regular season games last year.
I think we're in good shape. I do. I think these guys know, okay, they're good. I think they've had some tough luck, and it's just time to let's go. We don't have any molly grubbers. Okay, we don't. Okay, we got guys that are going to grab hold of it and go. And they have courage and they have character. Those things are tough to swallow, but you got to swallow them, you know, and go on. Get a little sweeter piece of cake.
More than anything else, we need to get that taste, that bad taste out of our mouth and go back and do the things we were doing early in the season. And that's going out there having fun and enjoying being out on the football field and playing, you know. And like I say, we are our own worst enemy right now because we've done some uncharacteristic things. But I really feel that this week, with the challenge that we have in front of us, you know, it'll really test our football team, and I think we're up to the test.
I think we're in great, high character, high tough guys. And you go one day at a time, one play at a time, and I believe it. I believe we're going to do that.
Is this a must-win game? Well, based on the fact that the Broncos trail Kansas City in a division tiebreaker, it might well be. However,
I don't think we're looking at this game any different than we looked at the first 12.
That's all I'm worried about, really, is this game. I mean, we can't do anything if we don't win this game.
I mean, it's the next game that we're playing against. It's just the mere fact that it's AFC West game. I mean, I think that's going to put more, you know, more added incentive on it. But knowing, you know, the type of game that we played when we played them here, you know, it's going to be a little bit added because of the mere fact that we squandered a 17-point lead.
Of course it is the most key game. I mean, every week is the most key game. Yeah, I mean, that's the way we got to look at it because we don't want to go down with six losses. It's hard to get in the playoffs like that.
To get there, the Broncos will have to count on rookie Jay Cutler growing and growing fast. His first start last Sunday was about what you'd expect from a rookie, flashes of brilliance interspersed with moments of frustration.
Anytime you've been a four-year starter at a major college level, you know, you've been through some ups and downs. You understand what it takes to be a leader. Get your team going, playing at a certain level.
Got to think with one game experience that all the nerves and jitters for his first start and all the, you know, the media attention that he got for his first game, you know, that's going to subside a little bit. So hopefully, you know, he'll be a little more relaxed coming into this week.
He's played with some good competition. He understands the pressure of the job, the nature of the job. And like all great ones, they understand that you got to find a way to win. And if you don't, you're going to be second-guessed. It's just the nature of the game. And, you know, he's tough enough to handle it.
And mature enough as well, although his improvement will not happen in a vacuum.
He has all the ability and the tools where, you know, he's better than most of the guys out there who are in their third or fourth year. So it's really just us coming together as an offense, trying to put together some drives and score points and, you know, try to finish this year out on a good note, you know, still have a chance of being in the playoffs.
But the time for improvement on the offensive side of the line of scrimmage is right now.
I think the one thing that will help us offensively is be able to step up our tempo, how we come in and out of huddle, getting up to the line of scrimmage and play. Because I noticed over the last few weeks, whenever we get behind, we come out and make plays, you know. So we have to do that from the beginning.
You always got to start somewhere. And obviously, you know, this is a new starting point for us. But we know where we're going to be now and in the future, and we just got to build on it.
Defensively, the Broncos have plenty on their plate, trying to defuse an offense that revolves around LaDainian Tomlinson, who just might be the best player at any position in football right now.
Trying to stop a player like that is difficult. You just don't want him to have too many big plays and score four touchdowns in one game. That's what you try to keep him from doing. And I mean, he's going to make his plays here and there, but you can't let him beat you.
We've got a balanced running attack, balanced passing attack. You know, LT, I believe, is averaging about 5.2 a carry. His backup is averaging 6.4. So, you know, they're having a little success. You know, both guys are doing very well. Two excellent running backs, and when one guy goes out, the other guy can make plays as well. So there's a reason why they're very successful, and they're doing a great job.
But some of Tomlinson's success last month came as a result of missed tackles that allowed him to roam free for what would be a four-touchdown night.
We got to do better because that game, I know we've missed at least 5 or 6 tackles where he got at least another 60 or 80 yards, which if you don't do that, we kind of put ourselves in a better position. But, you know, we can't take him for granted. We got to realize it's there and try to take the most of it.
And the Broncos have to worry about San Diego's passing game, too. Phillip Rivers has enjoyed a passer rating north of 90 throughout his first season as a starter, and tight end Antonio Gates is rounding into form. So cranking up a pass rush could prove quite crucial.
We just have to do it, be more consistent as far as our rush angles and our technique. And it's pretty hard when the quarterback do like a 3- and 5-step drop and throw it out on rhythm, because a lot of times, no matter how good your rush is, the ball's going to come out. So the main thing is be consistent, keep pushing and pushing, and hope you pat the ball.
And Lang believes it won't require anything different from the defense.
Just keep doing the same thing, just get better and just realize what we did wrong and just go. If anything, just keep pushing harder. What I mean by that, when we come off the ball, just keep pushing the lineman back and go. And with like a 3-step, the quarterback might come back and raise the ball, though. You might put your hands up, but if you bring it back down, you got to keep rushing. So that's what I might mean, keep pushing on the lineman.
That's it from here at Dove Valley. We'll talk to you next time from what Ron Burgundy said was called San Diego. Until then, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.